Connecticut real estate headlines. CT Realtor commission fees edge below national average, survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found Connecticut's average real estate commission at 5.57%, slightly under the national average of 5.70%. For Connecticut agents, this data point offers a competitive benchmark when discussing fee structures with prospective clients in the state's evolving market. Review the full survey findings at h.listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commissioned-rate/Connecticut/ to inform your pricing conversations. Connecticut real estate headlines. Vision Government Solutions launches Connecticut online database for municipal property data. Vision Government Solutions provides a centralized online portal where users can click on their Connecticut municipality to access local property information. Real estate professionals can quickly access municipal property records across Connecticut jurisdictions to support valuation, due diligence, and client advisory work. Visit the database to find your municipality's property data. vjet.com.vjet-connecticut-online-database. Connecticut real estate headlines. Average CT real estate commission rates. What pros should know? HomeLight published a guide covering the average Connecticut real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors, with tips to help homeowners retain more proceeds. Understanding prevailing commission structures helps CT agents competitively position their services and articulate value when discussing fees with prospective sellers. Review the rate breakdown and seller strategies at the source to refine your commission conversations. Connecticut real estate headlines. CT launches land registry pilot for state-owned property research. The Connecticut Land Registry Pilot Portal enables users to browse state lands, verify property ownership, and access parcel documents, including deeds, surveys, and land management plans, with increasing detail as map zoom levels increase. Real estate professionals can now more efficiently research state-owned parcels and verify ownership records in efforts that may affect transactions, development potential, and due diligence on nearby properties. Explore the pilotportal.ct.gov/deep. Open space Connecticut Land Registry pilot to test its research capabilities for your next transaction. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most CT jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most CT jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.